PFT Media.
Picture of a bee.
That's awesome.
It says God save the queen, because if the bee dies in a colony, then the entire colony collapses.
And they do weird ones with like animals wearing funky sunglasses. Like
funky sunglasses, that's what you're saying. Funky. Funky. Shrek.
I was about to
funky.
Say, Australian Santa's in the house?
Is no, it's more of a funky.
Is Australian Santa hanging out at the World Cup?
No, Australian Santa's all at the World Cup. He's like, oi, mates. Go, you Aussies. Go, you Aussies. Go. No, that was more of a Shrek.
Is anybody? Funky. Are you guys even watching the World Cup?
Actually, no.
No,
I'm not.
I was gonna say if anybody knew.
Ain't no America in the World Cup. Although apparently Mexico is doing pretty good.
I wanted to know if there was like any Nigeria and Germany fiascos.
Oh,
no. You know that's why they changed it to the other side.
Why not?
Okay,
Nigeria, GER Germany. Put those
okay, no, dude,
that was no.
Did. Okay, so
years ago, now
yeah, they could always flip it.
Years ago, no, yeah, but they didn't. So this,
but they didn't.
So they had the end caps, the three letter end caps for the teams, right next to each other. It was the score for one team, and then Nigeria, and then Germany. And this was on live television for 2 hours straight.
So now they flipped it so that it's the name, score, name. So yeah. The names aren't next to each other.
You know what I like about that, though? Like, the idea that, it would have turned into slang. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people would be like, oh, it's,
yeah.
Nigger.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, mm-hmm. Exactly. It was N-I-G-G-E-R.
Don't be such a Nigger.
It was very poorly, done. It was really bad.
It just said Nigger.
It just
straight said it.
It was really bad. It was very, very bad.
It was ridiculous. It was amazing. Amazingly ridiculous.
FIFA's garbage. But World Cup is amazing. Oh, I do love soccer. However, no, Drew, I haven't been watching because...
That is one of the most corrupt...
No America.
That is one of the most...
They're my team to root for.
That's one of the most corrupt sports...
Yeah,
ever.
FIFA is like one of the most corrupt organizations
of
on the
time.
Planet. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. FIFA
is
horrible.
It's ridiculous.
That's why the World Cup is in Russia right now, only because of corruption.
Yeah.
But it's like the only time I really get jingoistic, not xenophobic, but you know, nationalistic at all.
Yeah.
Will be on something like a World Cup type thing. It's like, yeah, well, there goes our country. There goes our guys to compete.
Or the Olympics. I'm the same way.
Yeah, sure. Olympics. I'm like, yeah, who am I going to root for?
America.
Actually, I'm going to root for my homeboys, my neighbors. You know, my fellow citizens.
America, unless his track and field, in which case that Jamaican guy, because they always win.
No, I mean, yeah, Michael Johnson for a few years being he was the fastest man alive for a while.
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm. And then Jackie Joyner Kersee was the fastest woman alive. Yeah. But then there's a whole drug thing, but that doesn't matter. And yeah, now for a while it's been the Jamaican dude, Usain Bolt. Sure.
Well, I mean, I mean, lately the Jamaicans have just been tearing up track and field.
Yeah. Which, hey, you know, things like that happen with the programs. They get certain people running programs, and they find the key, they find the thing that works.
Yeah, you concentrate on something.
Yeah, that's how, you know, I remember, I'm just old enough to remember when the Duke University basketball program blew up in 1992.
The only reason why I remember that is because, like, it was kind of ingrained in my extended family.
You had some family connections
to
Chapel Hill.
Well, yeah, my cousin went to Chapel Hill as a Tar Heel, and my extended family lives in North Carolina, so that's, and they were really into the basketball culture.
Right.
And did you ever see the documentary Tobacco Road?
No,
it's a documentary about the Duke UNC.
Duke UNC, yeah, sure.
Literally, they are about 10 miles apart, the campuses from each other, but they're in two separate counties, and it's this giant rivalry, always has been, and they call it the War on Tobacco Road.
That's fun.
Because I'm pretty sure one of them's in Marlboro County.
I haven't seen that one. But I remember when 92, the first NCAA finals they went to. Yeah. That was the first college basketball game I ever watched.
Krzyzewski, man.
Yes, and Christian Laettner was his freshman
year.
I
remember him.
Grant Hill was his freshman year. Thomas Hill was also on that team. And
what the hell happened
Bobby,
to Christian Laettner?
Christian Laettner did a couple years in the NBA and just couldn't cut it.
Yeah.
He just couldn't make it on the pro level. For some people can, some can't. Bobby Hurley was on that team for a couple years.
No.
He was in Sacramento with the Kings, and then he got into a car accident, and he wasn't wearing a seatbelt, so he got all physically mangled. That ruined his career. Like, he played for a little bit afterwards, but he wasn't the same dude.
Yeah,
and
he
did, like, a bunch of PSAs. It's like, wear your seatbelt! You know, it fucked me up. So, yeah, I remember a lot about that team. And then we all know about Grant Hill. He was supposed to be the next Michael Jordan.
Yep. Supposed to.
Yeah. Like, he was being built up like, this is the dude. And then problem is, he gets the NBA. It's like, oh, problem, Michael Jordan's still here. And then, like, they played the that was when, I don't think he was on the Pistons just yet. He was on some team. And then they went head-to-head a few times against the Bulls. And it was like a lot of give and take. But Jordan was obviously the better player.
Yeah.
And
that's the same thing.
And then Hill had injuries. So.
Same thing that happened to Derrick Rose. He was supposed to be the next Michael Jordan, and he was fucking injured.
Injury crazy.
Injury.
Still injury crazy.
Poor dude can barely walk now.
It sucks. It sucks when things like that happen. Yeah. Why are we starting about Duke University basketball?
Yeah, I don't know. You just started talking about it for some reason. Olympics.
The Olympics.
You were
go world. Because you started this shit with the World Cup talk.
Oh yeah.
You're not watching at all. Have you watched any of it?
No. No. I saw.
Then why'd you ask?
Because
I thought you were gonna be like, oh shit, did
because,
you see this?
Why? Why? Because for some reason this year doesn't seem as big as it was.
Because America's not in it. Because America's not in it.
Oh,
yeah.
And there are plenty of people out there who are watching and paying attention. And who, like Pedro Lima, he's all about, from Devils in Details. He loves it. He's still watching. He's rooting for teams and stuff. There's plenty of people who still do in America watch it without having to have a team to root for. But the fervor isn't the same because we don't. Remember 4 years ago?
Dude, it was crazy.
Yeah, we were like in the pool of death. And they're like, America's got no chance against these teams. And then they fucking got through the pool and got to the tournament. And everyone was like,
and then
we can do it. And then did they win the first round? I don't think they
won. I think we got knocked out of the first round.
But
we made it out of the pool. That was...
We got out of the pool, got into... And I was like, the excitement was crazy. And then they almost won. It came down to like the final few seconds of the game that they lost. It was a heartbreaking loss, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was like, man, this is wild. But they won the bid for they by they I mean in America. We won the bid for
the World next Cup. World Cup.
Yeah,
where do you know?
Is it the World Cup or a FIFA Championship? Just America. America in general. I don't know what city. I have no idea. I know very little. Drew, can you look that up?
What? Want me to look it up?
FIFA America 2026, I think. 2024, 2026. Orlando would be a great candidate for games because
the new soccer stadium.
Not the new soccer stadium. No, because of the it has to be bigger. It's too small. The redesigned Camping World. They redesigned Citrus Bowl, and then they renamed it Camping World because they sold the naming rights. They redesigned it. I haven't been there since they redesigned it, but apparently they did such a job that now, like, people that would have otherwise gone to Tampa or another city are now willing to stop in Orlando because the facilities are up to par.
Oh, okay.
Like, on level with the other top-notch facilities in the country. So that's how you end up getting, like, Rolling Stones and shit. And WrestleMania came back and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, and then they did... Citrus Bowl hosted World Cup games.
2026?
I think so.
Yeah.
What are you seeing? You seen something?
Maybe.
For America? The they hosted games in the 90s.
Yeah.
94, I want to say? I don't know. I wasn't living here. That's when I was living up north. Where were you living in 94? Were you here? Born and raised here, right?
Yeah, I'm always here.
You've always been here? What's that like, Steve?
94. I was in Castleberry, yeah.
What's it like being born and raised here? How much has everything changed since you've been a kid?
Oh, tons. I mean, like, when my parents moved, like, growing up,
a joint bid.
Yeah.
What? Between all of North America, so Canada, Mexico, and the United States.
Oh, that's cool.
For 2026.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. The continental bid.
Yeah.
That's fun.
We all got together.
I like that. Okay.
For it.
Go ahead.
I lived off of Redbug Road in the first house, like, right across the street from Redbug Park is Howl Cove.
Yep.
Okay. When my parents moved here in 79, I think, Redbug was still a dirt road.
Yeah.
And the only thing on that road was not nearly as many neighborhoods either. Publix was it. And
the same Publix, the Publix that Red Bug and what? That's one. That's two. He sees this three times. You finish your drink.
Good. It's been a while.
The one that, the thing that makes me feel old though is because like people will be like, oh, so what was, you know, that area like, whatever, you know, and I'd be like, oh man. You know that neighborhood, Orange Grove Park? And I'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like,
that was an Orange Grove.
That was an Orange Grove.
And a park.
Yeah, I was like, it was an Orange Grove, far as the eyes can see. And we used to run around in there as kids to throw oranges at each other. And then I'm like, oh my God.
Yes. Yes, wow. Yes, Steve, actually, you are that. And you know what? I'm that guy too. I have that, talking about Sarasota, you know, back in the day when I was growing up and how it is now. I mean, when I was growing up, there was nothing past the interstate. In Sarasota, nothing. There was nothing there but cow pastures and psychedelic mushrooms. So, hooray for Drew.
And that's what it was. His horses. Oh, and
now you understand why Drew was with him. He spent a lot of time wrist deep in cow patties.
Yeah, I really... And ankle deep.
And ankle deep.
Yeah, it was just disgusting. Anyway, but there was nothing out there. Now there are straight up housing developments and, you know, like downtown stuff. And I mean,
yeah, and town Red Bug, you drive up Red Bug now. Red Bug has a flyover that connects with Cimarron.
Yeah, exactly. That's crazy.
Yeah, and it's.
It also doesn't do much.
And all that in just our life.
Depending if that's your route, it helps. You're skipping a light there.
All that in just our lifetime, which is, you know, 30 something years now.
Yeah, exactly. Just him. That's why I'm asking him, because. I found that when I got to college, you know, they say Orlando's such a transient town. It's hard to find people who are like actually from here. Like, where did you come from? I'm from New York. Where are you from? You from California? It's like, I'm from Winter Park.
I think I've only met one other person from Orlando.
From Orlando, is that wild stuff? Crazy wild stuff. Bill is from. He's like, I lived in Miami.
Well,
but
Bill's
also
kind of from
Kentucky,
everywhere.
And yeah, he's bounced around.
He bounced around.
I'm from a few places in the Northeast. So for me, it's a weird thing. Yeah. How New York is obviously just a different place.
I mean,
everyone saw how that changed.
I'm from
Sarasota. Has gotten more cosmopolitan and younger over
definitely,
the years.
Definitely, which is a far cry from what I know of Sarasota. I mean, for me, there was nothing to do in Sarasota if you were a kid at all, except like go to school and do drugs
and get in trouble.
Yeah, and I did a lot of both. I did a lot of drugs and I got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
those two usually go hand in hand.
Yeah. Aww. That's the wrong button. I'm sorry, guys. Welcome to Cinema Crespedisto. I'm your host, Chris Cresto. We are chilling in the Crespedisto studio right now with Drew Stacogra and Drew.
Chris.
And Steve Etchie.
Hey.
Steve Etchie is the ultimate creator and co-runner of PFT Media, as well as the producer of What's the Fuss and the State of the Beer Union podcast.
Yes.
People need to check out those shows, as well as Tidbits.
Yes, finally.
I don't know what happened, what switch got flipped, but it's available on Spotify.
Oh, nice. You're on Spotify, Steve.
Yeah, all right.
Are we finally on Spotify yet?
No, us. You know what's weird about us? Okay, so most of the PFT shows are on... I don't think we'll be able to, because here's the thing. Most of the PFT shows are on Libsyn.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And Libsyn has a very easy... Like, they have their own... just hit this button, do this thing, and we will submit you to Spotify for you.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, sometimes it works very easily. Sometimes with Tidbits, it took fucking forever. I don't know why it finally it's up there, but it is.
It is weird that it... Yeah.
Right? It's weird. I just checked it periodically, and then finally I checked the one. I was like, oh, shit, it's there.
Well, I can't wait to say something on the next episode.
Cinema Crespedisto is not hosted on Libsyn. It's also not hosted on Blueberry, although we use that for our stats.
Mm.
We just put it up on my own website.
Mm-hmm.
So then I have to submit my own form to, like, here is my podcast. Mm-hmm. And they are not accepting that application.
They're like, fuck you, buddy.
But that's fine, you know. Do we ultimately need Spotify? No. Over 50% of podcast audiences still listen via Apple devices,
mm-hmm.
whether that be iPads, iPhones, Apple TVs, et cetera, et cetera. But it's through the Apple Podcast market, which is why when I say rate us and review us, I always focus on the Apple Podcast people. I know a little bit less than half of our audience are Android users, but it's still an Apple driven market, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Mm.
You use Apple, Steve?
I use Apple everything, yeah.
So
I've actually listened on Apple TV.
You can listen on Apple TV because you can, because it's all connected. And if you choose a Google service that's uniform, not a Google, an Android service that's uniform, you can have similar results. A lot of stuff I have here now is Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I got Amazon TV, Amazon tablet, Amazon, I got the Alexa. You can go Google with everything. You get a Google TV and get a Google Home Assistant. Apple now has the Apple HomePod, which if you leave it on a laminated surface, it'll warp and fuck up your laminated surfaces. So you got to put down like a blanket or something. You read about that? You read about that?
No.
The Apple HomePod thing will like fuck up certain surfaces of furniture.
Because it's so warm.
Because it warms up. Yeah, it fucks things up.
Interesting.
It is pretty funny. And they're like, oh shit, we didn't test it on all furnitures. We didn't test on your shitty IKEA.
Yeah.
Your IKEA crap. That people do that. They'll put their $500 HomePod on their $20 dresser.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Why not?
I mean, now I know why not, but...
Exactly.
That wouldn't occur to me.
So, you know, we don't have to be on Spotify. It would be on Spotify. I mean, whatever. We're on so many other services. If you don't want to find us on Apple, you find us on Stitcher or TuneIn. We're on TuneIn, goddammit. We're on, we have our own website. We're also, I put it back up again on PFT Media's website. ChrisCrespo.com. We haven't done that forever. PFTmedia.com. So many different ways. The Google, did you know Google is, they're redeveloping their app, so they have the Google Play Music. All right, first off, their store is called Google Play.
Everybody's right. Redeveloping everything. I just got a fucking Android update that completely flipped the switch on everything.
Oh, really?
Look at my clock now.
Well, your clock is it's a black screen.
No. Look at my clock. What kind of weird sheet is that?
Yeah, it's a 0416.
I don't like that.
Yeah, they flipped you.
There's got to be more than one option, though, right?
There's, yeah, I mean, I'm sure there is. I'm just going to have to, with every update, I'm just going to have to go through it, but I don't want to go through it.
But
what the hell?
I was going to say, have you looked up the laughable stuff yet? Because you got us hooked up with those people.
Yep.
Is that the app is going strong and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get stats off that yet?
I don't.
Are people even using it? I have no idea.
I don't know. Really, what I want to use it for is... you know, like if I'm a guest on somewhere or whatever, you know, and they put in the show notes or in the name of the episode or something, you know, like with guest Steve Etchy, which everybody does that, you know?
Yeah.
Then you can actually go to Laughable, say you're a huge fan of me, all right, and you type in Etchy, all of my stuff will come up, obviously, Tidbits, State of the Reunion, you know, all the PFT stuff and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then you'll see not just the names of podcasts, but episodes come up of that of shows that I was on.
Okay.
That episode.
Okay.
So if you went, you know what, I think like 2 years ago he was, you know, on this one show and it was a great episode. I'd love to listen to it again, but it'd be hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Laughable, type in Steve Etchy, and that episode will come up.
That's pretty cool. Something similar happens with Spotify. If you go to Spotify and you search for Cinema Crespediso, you do get results. The results are an episode or two of Talking Nonsense with Eric and Stacy, based out of Wisconsin, when I talked to them a couple times.
Hmm.
And the episode of A Corporate Time that the three of us did, where we sent in that... Remember we recorded that one segment and we sent it in for them?
Yep.
They did a whole week of like local podcasts doing the radio show?
Yep.
That's available on
that
Spotify.
Showed up.
So yep. If you search Cinema Crespediso, those things, it was a similar thing where, well, I want to hear him. It's like, well, at least it pops up from other shows when they put it in
the mix. The only thing is, it's kind of new, so like it won't show up if it's not, if the show that you're on, you know, that you guessed it on or whatever, is not available on Laughable. And right now there aren't enough, I don't think. So like,
it's a thing.
Not nearly everything comes up.
So Laughable sold themselves to us as, hey, we're going to give you unprecedented feedback on terms of user engagement. We're going to let you know like how many people are listening, what are they listening to, what are they skipping, when are they checking out, et cetera, et cetera. Like they were promising some intense metrics.
Yeah.
But for that to work,
People have to
use it and listen. Drew, do you even know what we're talking about?
No fucking clue.
And if your favorite
problem is it's on Apple only, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So I can't even sell it to you because you're not an Android user.
I mean, I have an Apple laptop.
I don't know.
So I can go through the App Store. I mean, if it's available.
Do you have your laptop?
It's not in the App Store.
Not in the App Store?
No. It's just for iPhone, iPad.
There we go.
There you go. And
But I mean, they always go there first. But I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like it'll end up on Android
eventually.
Yeah.
But by that point, I mean, will people even be podcasting anymore? Will it be something else?
We'll be cast podding.
Yes. Which is, you don't even want to know what that is. That involves lasers.
And raptors.
Very, very expensive. And raptors.
And laser raptors.
Listen to episode 285 for a good laser raptor reference from Juicy Cogburn.
Gotta get them in while I can.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's that's why we're not on Spotify, but it's all good. We're on everything else.
The Spotifizzle.
I'll try again.
The Spizzle
Fizzle. I do believe you're unlaughable. Yeah, you are unlaughable.
Yeah, everything's unlaughable.
Raffable?
Yeah, raffable, laughable. Yeah, everything's unlaughable.
Raffable.
And then most people, they have...
Robble, robble.
They're called podcatcher apps.
Yeah.
And they're pod aggregators.
Do they catch what we cast?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They basically collect RSS feeds. And,
so you just do a search, and then it goes out there and it finds it. Here you go, and you can subscribe. So
which is kind of fun, because sometimes, somebody will be like, oh, yeah, I'm using this service, and I listen to this, and you're like... That service has my podcast.
They're all on there because your RSS feed is out there. So All you got to do is I use Beyond Pod for Android.
Your cast has been caught, Steve.
And if you have an RSS feed out there, all you got to do is do a search and it comes up.
Boom. I'm being real, dude.
There you go.
Exactly.
You know what? Not enough people have a podcast. Drew, you want your own podcast?
My own?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Yeah, come on, man. What's your podcast about?
I am nowhere near that vein to...
Hey.
Think that I deserve my own podcast.
You're so vain, you probably think this podcast is about you.
Yep.
Chris, it's about you. It's called Cinema Crespo Diso.
Yes. Fuck yes. It's about cinema and me.
But, yeah.
You're
the number one.
The point of the name is that I had to sell the show, but set it apart from other movie podcasts out there.
Yeah.
What is setting this apart? All I'm doing is talking about movies and my perspective on them, what's happening. So what's the difference? Excuse me. What's different about my show?
Scary.
I'm an intense sneezer. I'm very passionate about my sneezes. What would separate this show about the other shows, the movie shows? The content's all the same because it's all movie content. What's different is me.
Yeah.
So I got. That's how I convey it in the name of the show.
Plus, I didn't realize until very recently, just because the movie came up. I don't remember the name of the movie now, but I know you can tell me. But I didn't realize you named it after a movie.
Cinema parody, so.
Yeah, I had never heard of that.
It's the best foreign film winner.
Geeks know all about it.
It's the best foreign film picture winner from 1988.
It was so funny because I was on the internet. I don't remember what I looked up or what.
But
you know,
it just came up.
But it just came up along with a bunch of other, I think it was a list
of
some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I was looking through it and I'm like, cinema parody, son of a bitch.
That's how he did it. It's a joke. It's a punny joke.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of changing mine to Etchy's Tidbits.
Etchy's Tidbits.
Yeah.
Etchy's Bits.
You know what I noticed?
Etchy's Bits and Tidbits.
Here's the weird thing. You know how, and everybody goes through this, when you start a podcast or like a band or anything,
yes.
And you have a name, you look it up to see if it's taken, right?
Yes.
I did not do that, but there's like three different podcasts called Tidbits.
There are a couple other Tidbits out there.
Here's the even worse part, though. One of the shows called Tidbits is about Apple. It's like Apple News, which I'm a fan of Apple, so it's like, if I told somebody that I knew personally, oh yeah, check it out, it's Tidbits, they would see the Apple thing and be like
well,
what?
That's totally his.
Like, this guy does an Apple show? he didn't mention it was about Apple.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, this is definitely Etchy's podcast, because, he talks, he loves Apple products, so I'm sure this is him. But, so maybe I should change it to, like, Etchy's Tidbits or something.
That's a good idea, maybe you should.
Yeah.
I like it, personally.
Because I'm so vain.
And you think this podcast is about you, but it's not. It's about the people you talk about or you talk to. Those Stranded Sailor recordings came out pretty good, I guess.
Didn't they?
Yeah. Did you hear it? I played back some of them, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because Drew doesn't listen to podcasts.
Podcast.
So I have to play it for him. But hey, listen to this.
Outside of a podcast, yeah.
I was shocked.
Yeah, me too. I was like, while the band was playing in the background, I was like, no, I can still hear these guys clear. And we were yelling at each other so we could be heard over the music. But when you listen to the podcast, we're yelling at each other. We just sound like we're drunk idiots telling each other, which we are. But still, it was a good time.
It sounds like we're yelling at each other.
It was good. It worked out well. It's good to know that we had that equipment and we can do that more. I was going to talk about some ideas that we have, but you know what? I want to save that for some Tidbits recordings. I want to do a couple of Tidbits.
Yeah.
Where we can openly talk about some PFT media ideas for the future.
Yeah.
We got some pretty good
ones.
Some
Tidbit titties.
Yes.
Some titties and bits.
Some Tidbitties. Some good old
titties. Some titties?
Some tittle bitties.
Some tittle bitties.
Tittle bitties.
Some etchy bitties.
That's what I should have called the really long Tidbits. See, I've been trying to name different ones.
Yeah,
because I called them fat chats.
Yeah, they were the fat chats.
Yeah, and I have a new one where before I would just like talk like, just, you know, oh, and by the way, I've been meaning to talk about this, da-da-da, and I'll go on for, like, 5-10 minutes and then go into one. But, like, it's really weird to just go into something when you're already talking. So I actually came up with a new one.
Okay.
Selfie bits.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to be the next episode, too, yeah.
It's going to be a selfie bit?
Yep.
Okay, that's fun. I like that. Yeah,
a couple of selfie bits, and then one with Lance, again, from the Caffeines.
My phone's over here. I'll pull them on here. If you pull it up, it goes all the way back to all the tidbits are there. People can go and hear, like, all the stuff you did with Hurricane Bill, too, which is pretty cool. That's all still there.
It's also funny, since I restarted the thing, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, check out, if you want to hear about that or whatever, you know, I'll be like, check out episode 4. That's the second episode 4.
Not the first, the second episode 4.
The great restart. See, tidbits pops right up, the very first option.
Yeah.
And then it goes all the way back to first episode, November 4, 2015. People might want to listen to this one and see what it says in the description. This episode's storytellers are Chris Crespo and AJ Davis. Hey, Mario.
Gee, I wonder why you picked that one.
It's the very first one. It's the very first episode. Crespo discusses his experience on Douglas Movies. That was the one I told about how
that's
the first
right.
time I was on the show.
Throwing donuts and shit.
There you go. And yeah, there's all a bunch of stuff here. It's Tony Rage's episode 2. Drew, episode 3 from November 2015.
Where are you talking about the golf course?
Yeah.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Yes, the golf course, story. Yeah. Good
it's a great story.
There's a lot of good episodes back here.
You know what I was...
Featuring a lot of cool people. So.
You know what I was impressed by, too?
Mm-hmm.
When I typed in Unlaughable, you know, I was like, oh, certain stuff's going to come up, like, you know, on podcasts that, like, you know, Scotch A Good Conversation or something.
Yeah.
That's stuff I expected.
Yeah.
But they did such a good job, Laughable did, of, like, basically finding names and stuff like that, you know, different stuff. I actually found something. I worked for a company for about a year out of San Francisco, I think. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I had never actually even been there. I worked there for about a year, and I edited their podcasts, among other things, and I found, like, it came up. There was, like, 4 different ones that I did that I was just the editor. I wasn't even on the show.
But it came connected back to you.
Yeah, but they were like, Steve Veggie edited this,
no.
And it was great because, like, I'd kind of forgotten I'd forgot the name of the podcast, actually, so I never would have found it otherwise.
Sure, yeah.
And, I mean, the episode...
They found it for you. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
The first episode mentioned that I was the one I wanted to listen to is that I edited the one in which the guest on the podcast was the video editor for, you know, that dragon thing. What do you call it?
How to
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That dragon thing. So, but it just pulled you as editor. How about you as a guest on other shows?
Yep. It got all that too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, depending though, because like I said, there were some missing, but then I looked up what I remembered that wasn't there, and they weren't Unlaughable. So,
interesting.
Yeah. So that's why it wasn't there.
All right.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I had an iPhone. I want to look at it. I don't got it. I'll look at it later. They'll show it to me after the show. I'll look at it after the show so I can play around with it. I looked at it for a minute on Mark Baratelli's phone because he has an iPhone, but then I gave it back to him because we were working. He had to do the Daily City. We did a rebrand on that, the Daily City. Apple still won't update the Orlando Opinions thing, man.
Still won't?
It's still not updated. It still says Orlando Opinions.
That's so annoying because when I went to... man, I don't know what's up with that because when I went to the page where if you don't subscribe to the podcast, it was correct.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So when I saw that, I was like, all right, cool. Mm. And it's correct in my podcasts app on my phone.
That's right in your app?
That's
more estrange.
Which is, I was going to say, that's almost more annoying.
It's coming up on my desktop all fucked up. We know.
Maybe it's because I have Apple stuff? I don't know.
Maybe we'll figure that out later. That's all. You hear that thunder out there?
I do.
You hear that rain?
Yeah. I'm going to have to chill here for a while.
No, that's cool, man.
While it passes, because I'm not walking home in that shit.
I could drive you home.
He melts in the rain.
Don't we all?
So we did it at 285. We did with Ashley Stashbox cosplay. Check her out on Instagram. Stashbox cosplay, all one word.
Stashbox. I like that.
You see the lights just flickered. Hold on a second.
Stashbox.
Okay.
He's
got back.
Save.
I saved. You see the lights flicker?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This place
loses power so quick.
Yeah, I saved it.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
All right. So, all right, we're back. Yeah, she does cosplay. She's on the podcast called The Second Rounds Podcast. where there's like two editions. There's a Florida edition and the New York edition.
Uh-huh.
And she's on the Florida one, obviously. And she does cosplay stuff. And she was
wait, so the two editions are different?
There are two shows, but they're done. It's one show, but done in two places. So two different casts of people.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. It's a fun idea.
But you can download both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That seems weird to me.
No, it's fun. It's cool.
No, but I mean, like, it's assigning like, it to a state. Like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, because some of them are in New York and some of them are in Florida. Oh, okay. That's why. So that's why it's a New York edition and a Florida edition. It's just literally because of where they are. It's like WWE, SmackDown and Raw.
Do we have a bigger cosplay, like, presence in Florida?
Well, there is a lot of conventions down here.
We do have a lot of convention
Orlando
centers, yeah.
And Las Vegas are constantly the number one and number two convention places in America. But New York Comic Con is obviously New York Comic Con.
Yeah. So, yeah. If we didn't have all the conventions that we have, my ex-wife would have made way less money. Right? Like that's like what she thrived on in you know, yeah.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure, why not? Because so many people come for it. It's the weather and the facilities and all that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was going to say, the thing is, she worked at FedEx, so I mean, like, you know, she printed out everything for conventions for, you know,
yeah, for everybody coming
for whatever
sell shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it was insane. Cause like during convention season, like she was hardly ever home and like, she'd be like, yeah, I'm printing up like this or whatever. And I'd be like, what are you printing? Like, you know, and she'd be like, well, it's, you know, like
it'd be 6, like a thousand.
It'd be
flyers.
Like, I was gonna say, it'd be like a book. Oh no, no, no. Yeah. She one time for a convention did 250,000 copies of something.
Jesus Christ.
Now, when I say copies of something, obviously, I mean, like, you know, it was like, say, like a manual. I don't know what it was, but you know what I mean? Like, we're talking like a book.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it wasn't just like 250,000 copies of one page, obviously, but yeah. And like, those printers are so freaking awesome. No. They're like 14, no, they're more than that. Like, they're like the length of a huge warehouse room. Like, and it was funny, like, I, of course, when we first started dating, had to make a joke of, like, yeah, you want to do it on the copier? And then, like, when we got into the place and she showed me whatever, she's like, that's our copier. And I looked at it, I'm like, oh, my God, you could have, like, a 24-person orgy on this thing.
That's funny. Yeah, there's a lot of money to be made with the conventions and stuff, and the cosplay and the whatnot.
Like, I almost forgot the point. I was like, da-da-da-da, conventions.
Conventions. Conventions and cosplay and the stash box. And she was on the show. We had a good time. And then, you know, for condensing time's sake, cut a couple of news stories from the movie news. So I figured I'd just bring it up here real quick, see what you guys thought about some of this stuff. The DGA.
Director's Guild of America.
There you go. Congratulations.
Quite possibly the hardest guild to get into.
Probably, right? Is it?
Yeah, it is.
More than the writers?
Yeah. Number one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a toughie. The DGA president slams, quotes, discriminatory practices rampant in Hollywood. This is
really?
So here we go. But this is fresh.
No.
Fresh data, though. Fresh,
this
fresh data.
This is fresh.
From 2017.
Wait, when he slams it, which way is he slamming?
There's discriminatory practices rampant in Hollywood. No.
Here we go. But listen to these stats.
I don't believe it, Chris.
This was just released on this past Thursday. Films released in theaters in 2017, including those with a box office gross of less than $250,000. So everything practically that played in theaters, right? Of all those movies, the DJ found that only 16% were directed by women.
Okay.
When reducing the survey pool by including only movies that made more than $250,000, only 12% were directed by women, 10% directed by people of color. DGA President Thomas Schlamme says, it's outrageous that we're once again seeing such a lack of opportunity for women and people of color to direct feature films. Our new study shows that discriminatory practices are still rampant across every corner of the feature film business. There is a misconception that things are better in the smaller indie film world, but that's simply not the case. From financing and hiring to distribution and agent representation, every aspect of the entire system disadvantages women and people of color, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
So there you
go. Okay.
So that's why it's still such, and, well, exactly, that's why it's such a big deal that at one point earlier this year, the number one and number two movies at the box office were directed by Ryan Coogler, a black man, and Ava DuVernay, a black woman.
Yeah.
Between Over Wrinkled Time and Black Panther, both number one and number two.
Nice.
For at least a weekend or two. And that's like, it's a historical thing. Oh, shit, look at how huge this is. But then it's 2018. Why is it taking so long for something like that to even be history, to even be a record that should have happened years ago.
Well, I mean,
because of the lack of opportunity.
Yeah, I do hate it when people say that though. Almost, I mean, because it's like, okay, well, it's happening now. Mm-hmm. Don't be don't be so negative. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why did it take so long? Well, it's happening now. Shut up.
It's happening, but it should have happened.
It should have happened.
It should have happened forever.
I think that can go without saying.
And then like popping champagne bottles, be like, oh look, we finally did it. It's kind of like, well, you know, you set the house on fire and then you put out the fire and you want a pat on the back for it.
Well, we still haven't had a woman president, so I mean, come on.
Despite having a woman candidate who had an incredible amount of votes for some reason. I wonder what.
Just as long as it doesn't dip into that territory of like you're choosing something just because of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Like kind of like, you know how there was like no black people in the Oscars, not this
Oscar
past
so
one,
white.
But the one before.
Oscar so white.
Yeah. And, you know.
Well, actually, two Oscars. Well, actually, all the Oscars.
And Will Smith. Yeah, well, yeah.
The Oscars. But in general.
But I mean, the Oscars. Will Smith was saying, like, you know.
His wife was making a big deal about Will Smith not being nominated.
Right. Yeah, but here's the thing.
He didn't do a good job that year.
It wasn't that good of a movie.
Well, that's just what I'm getting at. What if he had been? That's bullshit. Well, like, I don't want.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. Yes. Yeah, so then there's.
Let's not get carried away, basically.
But I understand that. But the flip side of that argument is that there's just not enough opportunity. So that year, you have literally hundreds of roles to choose from white male actors, but then there's like five roles. You have a Will Smith performance, and like that year there's like literally like four or five people, like a Chadwick Boseman is James Brown,
Denzel,
you know, you can literally count the black performances on one hand, whereas everything else is just a wash with white people.
Yeah,
so they're just not getting the same opportunity to begin with. When the opportunity is there to begin with, then it doesn't become about a quote affirmative action anymore, where you have to go out of your way. You know, in football they have the Rooney Rule, which is, you know, I don't know if that works or not. It's literally, if you're hiring for a head coach,
mm-hmm.
You have to interview a black candidate. You have to. And a lot of teams do that just to fulfill the rule. No intention of actually hiring that person. But it's done because the NFL is trying to enforce, listen, you white owners and you white runners of these organizations, you have to start considering people that aren't the same fucking race as you. Mm-hmm. Because why not? Open those goddamn gates.
Yeah.
And the NFL literally like made a rule about that. And, you know, it's up to debate whether it's even working or not. You know, is it just, I interview my black candidate. What? Doesn't say you have to hire them. No one's saying you have to hire them, right?
That's like the professional version of I have a black friend.
Yes.
It's like, hey, I have a black candidate.
Yes.
Yeah. Pal.
We have the Rooney Rule. Hey, yes, exactly. It's a pretense of giving a shit. So the same thing happens, you know, the opportunity has to be there to begin with. We all would like to believe that it's all about merit.
It's totally not.
Yeah.
Well, it never was. But this is the more obvious, though. I mean, like, because, none of it's about merit. But I mean, can you imagine, like, I would not want to be, like, if I were, I don't know, maybe not even black, just a minority or a woman or whatever,
sure,
you know?
Yeah.
The idea that it's pretty, if it was obvious, pretty obvious, like, I won best whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I
you won,
did not deserve it.
You won the MTV award for best hair.
I got it. A prestigious one, like best picture.
Best lifetime hair.
But it's obvious that I got it because I was a minority or, you know, female or whatever. You know what I mean?
But when is that?
That would mean nothing to me.
But when is that obvious, though? Like, when would it be obvious that it only happened because of the status?
Well, say Will Smith got in with that.
With a lesser performance?
With that film, I don't even remember.
But then you're talking about, I think specifically we may be talking about that football one, the concussion movie. I think when he played the doctor,
tell the truth.
He was that guy. And but it was not a very good movie.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, that would be definitely one where people everywhere that gave any kind of a shit about movies would be like, yeah, shut up, Will.
There is a thing that happens where, like, you know, and this happens to Meryl Streep as well. Denzel gets nominated sometimes just for being Denzel in a serious role, whether or not people actually see the movie or anything. Yeah, like that Fences movie, he got nominated.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep gets nominated for whatever she does.
But I mean, would you want to be nominated
that way? That's just for
being
Meryl Streep. Well, then
I wouldn't.
Now we're getting to my personal thing, which is a whole other topic.
Yeah.
About how, and Drew knows where I'm going here.
Mm-hmm.
Awards for art is whack. Putting up art like this against each other, saying this is the best, no, that's the best.
Oh, I feel that way too in general.
It's absurd and gross.
But I'm talking about that plus charity. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah. So yeah. So the idea of like we are going to then have to we're trying to give out these awards, but now we also have to do it in a way that's like racially equal because we have to think that way because we are ingrained to be racially prejudiced. You know, it's a bummer. It's a real bummer, and it's we should just do away with the entire system.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean the award system, the Oscars.
Yeah, I'm just, I thought you were going with just
set fire to
humanity as a whole.
No, that, I mean, that's a different thing. All right, so we're talking about humanity as a whole is its own thing. On a long enough timeline, it's all zero.
Yeah,
so
we're just going to start with the Film Institute, the American Film Institute.
And then by the structure as a whole, I don't mean like our societal structure, because like what we had going was pretty good, and like in the last year and a half, it's really been crumbling around us, and it's continuing to. Mm-hmm. So we need to, you know, there's internment camps now set up in our country again. You guys know about that? And private contractors who are making billions of dollars of our money, our taxpayer money, to like house people. If these camps solve this issue in some way and these camps are no longer filled, they're going to have to fill them again for them to have reasons to exist.
Uh-huh.
So where are they going to get those people from?
Prisons.
For-profit prisons?
There was some asshole, some CEO of a for-profit prison claiming that he was going to have to shut down his prison because...
if he didn't have 300 more people.
Exactly. And it's like, that's a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
precisely.
That is great.
You want crime
that
to be down.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, they're essentially,
you mean crime is down so much that your for-profit prison is crumbling? That's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
But instead, now they're like, oh, well, now we got to go out and arrest 300 people.
Exactly.
That's why for-profit prisons, which have the money because they're for-profit prisons, they have shareholders, they put money behind right-wing candidates who are, quote, like hard on crime and law and order candidates and people who want to keep marijuana, especially a Schedule I drug, to make it easy to arrest and convict people.
Yep.
To help keep these prisons full. Now, the reason they want to do this is because as a for-profit prison, they have shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
So
they need to make money.
So at these shareholders, they go to these meetings with these shareholders, and they have these shareholders. They show them projections. They're like, look, shareholders, we want you to give us more money. Look at all this money that we're going to make in the future.
Mm.
How are you going to make all this money in the future? How can you project that? Well, we project that 80% of our cells will be filled for this period of time. How do you project that? Oh, well, recidivism is high. We like recidivism. We don't rehabilitate our inmates.
Nope.
We just house them, and then we send them back out into the world.
And then they come back.
Expecting them to commit crimes to come back so we can continue keeping these cells filled. So that's it's all a bunch of goddamn...
It's disgusting.
Capitalist horseshit, free market garbage... That's being allowed by, it's been allowed by a government for a while, and, you know, here we are now. So, Drew, are you going to be the first one or the last one in? What order are you going to be in when it comes to these internment camps? You got dark hair. You're going to be mistaken for some sort of ethnic white. Because the ethnic whites are going to the Italians, they're going to be,
I mean, if
the
we're,
Greeks, they're not doing
I
well.
Mean, if we're going, I mean, if we're going, like, we're like... I'm going to have to prove that shit. I mean, I can prove that I'm whiter than white can be.
Can you, though? Yo, they set up a roadblock in Maine. The Border Patrol set up a roadblock in Maine. And they just were just stopping every car and asking them to prove your Americanness.
Really?
100% of cars prove your Americanness. I'd be like, here's middle finger. Here's my Americanness. Fuck you. Let me through. You son of a bitch.
That's pretty American.
I'd be as American as possible in that I'd be boisterous and angry and vulgar. Fuck you. Stopping me in my own country, asking me to see my papers. On top of that, I'm Puerto Rican, so I got the extra little, like, fuck you.
Do what most people do when they see a homeless person at a red light.
Ignore them.
Stare forward like they're not there.
Yep.
And do not roll your window down.
Nope. You know, I don't know where, but some city where it's illegal to use your phone at all in your car, they set police out on street corners and they had them dress like down and out people, right? And had them like pretend to be panhandling so that people would be like using their phone to ignore the people. And they're like, oh shit, using your phone, that's illegal. Here's a ticket. You gotta pay us $200 or whatever.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's in some little city somewhere in America. I was going to say, also, you know, Florida, the whole Constitution free zone thing,
mm-hmm.
100 within 100 miles of the coastal border of America. 100 miles of the border of America is like a constitution-free zone where shit like Border Patrol can do that, stop you without your constitutional rights, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And since the entire state of Florida is within 100 miles,
well, you know, there's
of
a
border, there's, we're all in the constitution-free
zone. Those different zones, and stuff, that's always interesting to me. You know, there's actually a murder zone in Yellowstone.
Well, there's a jurisdictional loophole.
Yeah, basically there's a spot that is not officially part of the United States. I think it's just above Yellowstone or something.
Okay.
So that whatever you do there, you're not in the United States or any other country. It's a lawless territory.
But it's the middle of fucking nowhere, it's damn near impossible. Like, there are no roads to get there. Like, if you want to get there, like, you have to hike your way in.
Or ride a buffalo or something,
Hike your way out, because there is no way you're getting in and out without being
worth
on
it
foot.
If you want to murder somebody and get away with it, though.
It's not but even, you have to get them even, out there, too. And you have to come up with a plan, like, hey, so why are we going out on the side of this mountain in the middle of fucking nowhere?
But you'd get to be one of those rare murderers that they go, like, how'd you get away with it? Oh, the police know.
The police know. it's
a murder. This, like, 3 square miles of America has just fallen through the cracks.
Yeah.
But there's nothing there right now, so it's cool.
Interesting.
I would build like some kind of like Western town there, like with like a saloon and shit,
like a Deadwood or a Westworld.
Yeah, yeah. It's so that, you know, people could like have like gunfights at high noon and shit, and it would be fine.
Your bleach you bill would need be
that,
through the roof.
You would need that Elon Musk money to do that.
Yeah, you do need that Elon Musk money. You got to transport people there.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay for the property.
You got to claim it somehow.
You still have to get out there.
Yeah,
and then you still have to build everything out there.
And then you got to get your customers out there.
And you got to get your customers out
there. And then some of your customers are going to die.
Well, no, I mean, I'd build a whole town. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Not just the saloon.
That sounds like too much. We're just get a copy of The Sims and play that. Or Sim City. That'll take care of that itch you got there to be some sort of god. So Hollywood, I just like point out that Hollywood hypocrisy, they're all about the Me Too movement and trying to fix things, but also the white people still control all the everything. And
Chris, the Me Too movement is a moot point with Donald Trump in the presidency.
I know, man, grab by the pussy, come on.
Boom, right there. That's how he's the president.
That's unbelievable.
He's the president.
Christians love him. God put him there. God, our Lord Jesus, put President Trump in place to help us with our agenda. Lord, we ignore the pussy grabbing so we can help with the movement to Jerusalem.
The Daily Show did a nice side-by-side of Fox News covering the Kim Jong-un summit and North Korean propaganda TV covering the Kim Jong-un summit.
Oh, yeah, they say the same shit.
The only thing that changes is the name.
Yeah.
One says Trump, the other one says Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
It's really fucking scary.
If we were to update Axis versus Allies...
Ah!
right now...
Can we not?
We would be on the Axis side.
Yeah, we would.
It sucks. It really, really
I never
sucks.
Thought of it that way.
Yeah. I mean, our president has verbally and publicly denounced the Canadian prime minister, the German prime minister. She's prime minister, right, Michael?
Yep.
And they shat all over England. And he's praised strongmen Putin, Kim Jong Un, and Duterte, the Filipino guy.
One who's literally murdering drug addicts.
He's killed not even. He's just killed thousands of people and then called it a war on drugs. But he's just killing people.
Yep.
I think it's an ethnic cleanse.
More than likely.
That's amazing.
That's incredible. Yeah, so that's the Axis.
Yeah,
Russia, North Korea. But then the whole time, and then U.S. is trying to get on that bullshit, but they're dummies now. We're dummies because China is the real big dog over there on that axis.
China owns China is the big... China just screwed us pretty hard.
I saw on Twitter, China, they'll sit back and do nothing.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you mean all the trash you're giving everyone?
Boom.
Yeah, the worldwide trash?
Yeah.
It's a worldwide trash epidemic.
They just cut it off.
But someone just found... They accidentally discovered an enzyme that eats plastic.
Yeah.
Like a type of plastic, but still a pretty well used piece. So we're gonna eat some of it. We'll figure some shit out. Also, someone found out tuberculosis medicine can help make type 1 diabetes almost.
I saw too.
Like pretty much,
just don't call it a vaccine. Whatever you do,
it's pretty much not a vaccine. But
no, just don't call it a vaccine.
Just don't.
You can't call it a vaccine.
Don't call it a vaccine. That doesn't really work. Don't call it a comeback.
I mean, Chris, there are cases of bubonic plague. popping up in the United States because of the anti-vaxxing movement.
Yo, fuck that. Bubonic plague. What about bubonic ancient plagues? Plague. Bubonic plague.
Ancient plagues?
I
just need something for my tuberc.
The permafrost, the shit. Everything defrosting Siberia.
People are worried that there are some ancient superbugs that might pop out and kill us all.
Yeah, long frozen superbugs that have been dormant down there are going to be exposed.
Does
for
that
the
even
first
work?
Time.
I mean, think about it. Like
you going fine now?
I mean, even if you, because I mean, like usually, you know, when something's frozen, like a caveman or like
here's the frozen caveman lawyer,
like a woolly mammoth. No, I know, but I mean, like in reality, though, like when they unfreeze them, they don't come back to life. Right?
Some of the bacteria can. Some bacteria strains can.
You're talking about cellular life. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
and so can some viruses. Some of them can survive.
Oh, I was thinking of the actual bugs.
No,
I mean, when I say bugs, I mean...
Oh, you meant... Okay, I thought you meant...
viral bugs.
I thought you were talking about, like, huge mosquitoes or something
like that.
No. Okay.
No, this is not a Jurassic Park situation.
I'm back on board.
Okay.
he's talking disease.
Yeah, diseases. The long dormant diseases thought gone will be unleashed upon the world because of the global warming that's happening.
Okay.
Climate change. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of horrors in our future.
I'm looking forward to it.
We may be lucky to live for it. Maybe not through it.
I just put it off for like another 30 years. So I can just die.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately.
Like, I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry about my offspring because I'm not going to have
any. Yeah, it's the thing. We don't have any kids. And at this point, it's like, why would I want to bring something so ugly into a world so beautiful? You know what I'm
I know. Yeah, seriously.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
I do.
So,
Hell is other people, Chris.
God damn those people. They'll ruin my child. My beautiful child. My beautiful boy. Or girl. I don't know. I mean, we have genetic choosing, right? We can finally pick our...
I mean, if you want to, let's assume you can find some female that's worthy to split DNA with you.
Oh, there's a lady involved in this? Damn it. I skipped home ec, so I don't know nothing about.
You don't know. I thought you were going to say you skipped biology class. I don't know anything about birds or bees.
Birds or bees. What? I didn't go to no zoo. I've never been to no zoo. When was the last time you guys been to a zoo?
Oh, God.
I know, right?
I think middle school.
I know, right?
Last time I went to a zoo, the bear was masturbating.
Oh, my God. I want to go back to a zoo.
That motherfucker was going to town on himself.
All right.
I will never. I'll never forget.
Drew will never forget his last zoo.
That would be a repeat visit for me.
Depending on the context, when you tell someone that you were a child and you saw a bear masturbating, you could get someone in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Like who's this man you're talking about?
No. It was an animal.
I know he's an animal.
No, of course,
he masturbated in front of a child. We gotta arrest his ass. What's his name?
No, tell me, boy. I was
in
a zoo. He was in a cage. It was an actual animal.
He was a caged man.
No, it wasn't a man. It was a bear.
It's like BDSM right there.
Exactly. It's a BDSM bear, dude.
No, it's a regular bear.
So,
an animal.
So where's this gay club, the zoo? Is it downtown? Do I have to go down an alley?
It was called the Lowry Park Zoo.
So the gay club is called the Lowry Park Zoo, where you saw...
It's not a gay club. It's an actual zoo.
You saw a bear man in a cage masturbating in front of you. What were you doing here as a child? Where was your parents at this point? What are you doing?
I was on a school-sponsored trip.
What school is taking you to some BDSM club? Imagine a school. Imagine Winter Park High School taking their AV club to the woodshed.
Yeah.
Dude, if anybody found out about that, like anybody with any authority, they would lose their fucking shit.
That's on the up and up, I think.
I mean, totally on the up and up.
There's no laws being broken.
No, I mean...
Until the kids get there.
Until the kids get there. Until the school. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. School trip happens.
No, I'm pretty. Yeah. Didn't we?
You can take them there during the day.
Pretty
when
sure
there's
you,
no patrons.
No, I'm pretty sure you got to be 18 just to walk in the door.
Probably, I think you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be 18 just to look at the outside of the building.
Seriously. Yeah.
Well, because I was gonna say, really as soon as you walk in the door, you can presumably see everything. So
yeah.
Got to be 18 to walk in the door.
It's fucked up, man.
But it's just a woodshed.
It's bad.
You should be able to go to strip clubs in Orlando, though, as
we
a child,
should, yes.
Because you can't see anything. Seriously, right?
You might as well be going to see a movie. It's like, you're seeing nothing.
Put a shirt on. Why?
Everyone's all covered up.
You can't see me anyway.
They look cold. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
Stupid kids.
They should have...
Bunch of dumb little shits.
They should have camouflage nipple pasties.
You mean like army camouflage?
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. Let's see. I've seen the flesh-colored ones before.
So now I really
where,
can't.
Where it just looks like they have no nipples. They're like Barbie dolls, literally.
It's like, now I really can't see your nipples.
What are you doing? Is that, why is that, what are those lumps on you? Yeah. On your breasts? It's
kind of strange.
Yes, those strip clubs are weird. I haven't been to one in so long.
I just,
no reason to.
Exactly.
I was just watching a video last night, actually. Did you ever see... it's fascinating, actually. Those women that, like, they had double mastectomies from cancer.
Okay.
And they... a lot of people do, like a lot of tattoo artists too, they'll do this like free of charge, you know, kind of like a charity thing or whatever, where they do
giant chest piece,
the 3D, like through shading and light, you know, all that kind of stuff. They do put nipples back on.
Oh, the nipples themselves.
Yeah.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah. And like when you see it, they do an amazing job. It looks like it's actually there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You got to do the reconstruction somehow. The reconstructive surgery. That helps that. The final touch. Mwah! The little...
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's real.
The little nipple. Bah! There you go. Bah! That's my French artist. Bah! Nipple.
He has his nipples.
Yeah, nipple.
And spit, apparently.
At the end. When he finishes, at the end, he goes... Bah! And then he flicks it with his finger.
This is flat.
No, this is a perfect flat nipple.
There's no nipple.
I am Jean-Pierre de Cardinal.
Oh,
it's my new character.
All right.
He's a French artist who paints nipples. Jean-Pierre du...
Du what?
Cardinal. That makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
It tracks.
No, it does not.
It works.
Does not track.
What was that? What was it?
I think it was me. Is that me?
Oh, is that it? Does that mean the show's over?
And battery power 15%.
No, that definitely means the show's over. 50%. All right. Well, thank you, Drew.
You're welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Steve.
Uh huh.
Did a lot of movie talking.
Like no movie talk.
Oh yeah.
Except for the. We talked about the
almost,
awards.
We talked about the awards and the bullshit. The diversity bullshit in Hollywood. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's good bonus content too, because it's like movies, but not. Like
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Beyond.
Exactly. I think we did our job.
Movies and social commentary. And coming soon, director commentary.
A PFT Media production.